Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by Habitat for Humanity, OC. They were on our show a couple weeks ago. We learned a lot from them. And, you know, check them out. You can go to our website at exitcoachradio.com. You can find all kinds of interviews from all kinds of people, including the nonprofit sector, community leaders and heroes, and listen to and learn about Habitat for Humanity, Orange County. My next guest is Don Berzin. And Don is from Inverness, Illinois, and his firm is called Positive Exits. And Don helps business owners prepare well in advance for the eventual transfer of their ownership, so their exits are positive, both financially and emotionally. And his topic today is your advanced planning efforts should be a source of pride, not embarrassment. And so I'm looking forward to talking to Don about that. Don, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, my pleasure. It's nice to have you back. And we've had some great compliments on talking about this exit planning. And, you know, one of the things we tell people constantly is that eventually you're going to exit your business. It's just, you know, the question is, are you going to be prepared for it or unprepared? Is it going to be voluntary or involuntary? So let's talk about what you're saying here is your advanced planning efforts should be a source of pride, not embarrassment. When would it be a source of embarrassment, Don?
Well, what has really surprised me is how often business owners kind of avoid going to seminars or maybe talking about the topic of exit planning.
Mm-hmm.
The answer I get is that, well, they don't really want their, you know, other business owners to know they're even thinking about eventually leaving the business.
Yeah, there's a fear that that's going to start a rumor, maybe.
Exactly. And the same thing applies, you know, with their employees and, you know, certainly their bankers or their customers. And so it ends up, you know, for whatever reason, it becomes another cause for some owners to not proceed, or at least not to do it without of some sort of veil of secrecy.
It's so true. It's so true. For years and years, I tried to put on what I thought were very interesting, thought-provoking exit planning seminars, and only to find out that people would say, "Well, I'm not ready for that," or they were, like you said, kind of afraid that if it was specifically about that, then there was going to be a rumor started that, "Oh, well, Bill's going out of business," so you know, the rumor mill starts, and then it gets back to everybody. So
exactly. And you know, one of the things that I found in so many situations is that the rumor mill will come up with a story.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the only way to really stop that from happening, or at least to try to temper the message that's being conveyed, is to tell your own story. And but by no means do I encourage anybody to provide all the details of their plans. I mean, on one hand, those details are going to change, you know, as time proceeds. But, you know, there's not really a need to give all those details. It's much more about letting people know that that you are working on a plan to ensure that the business is still sustainable after you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to at least diffuse those concerns, because, I mean, people aren't stupid. I mean, you know, everybody recognizes that, you know, we all live in, you know, mortality is part of our life. And so, you know, if people start getting concerned, then they create their own story.
Well, I think, you know, generally you're right. It's just what we're trying to help people do is to be remembered for their planning, not their lack of planning.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, just being in denial about that or saying you don't have time for that just creates a hardship and heartache and confusion for everyone. We all know someone who did not plan and departed. Either they passed away or they tried to sell their business. As a matter of fact, Paul and I were just talking earlier. We've had numerous venture capitalists and business brokers, M&A people, who buy and sell businesses, and they say that 9 out of 10 people that approach them aren't ready, then they don't pull the trigger because the business isn't ready or the owner's not ready.
I'm not surprised by those numbers at all, because when you look at how many businesses do any typical private equity group have to look at to come up with one or two to buy, I mean, it's a huge number.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not all about the beauty contest. They're just saying that, you know, there's hiccups and there's problems, and it's astounding. And, you know, the other interesting thing was, we've asked a few of them, well, if these people came to you 3 years in advance, how many do you think you could sell? And then they say virtually all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So just 3 years worth of planning, which goes by like a, you know, like that. So what's happening with you, and why do you have such a passion for this activity?
Well, I mean, let me tell you, you know, first that, you know, because of what we're already discussing, that there is somehow this aversion to the terminology of being viewed to be planning an exit. I've taken to characterize the process that I go through as endurance planning. And I really have done it that way because what I do is try to help business owners prepare by building endurance across three distinct areas. And one is endurance for their businesses so that it can be sustainable after they're gone. And as we've already spoken, we know that that's one of the very important critical factors that a prospective buyer looks at. Two is establishing endurance for their personal wealth so that the after-tax proceeds for their, you know, eventual transfer is enhanced and endures for the family. And three is really just confirming the endurance of their personal fulfillment. So that, you know, for those people who really want to move on voluntarily, we need to take some steps to be sure that the next phase of their life provides as much satisfaction as they've realized through business ownership. And so that, I mean, just to kind of position the way that I approach it. But in terms of the passion, it's really come from a couple of very unrelated events in my life, but that they combined to make this very personal. And I think it'd be worthwhile just to share them briefly.
Absolutely.
While I was in college, my father had a small manufacturing business, and for which he, you know, was funded by a passive financial partner who he had known and trusted for many years. And so as investment needs increased, that partner eventually became the majority shareholder. And I can remember my father talking about it. He was always fine with that because he said he'd rather have a smaller percentage of something big rather than 100% of something that was worth very little. So everything was fine, moving positively, until that financial partner was killed in a small plane accident. And the problem was that these two partners, because they had so much mutual trust, and they'd always relied on handshake and had never executed anything in writing to document their buy-sell intentions. And I know that you've had many dialogues about the critical importance of buy-sell agreements. Well, he did not have one. And the result was that my father, his partner's stock was now controlled by a son-in-law who happened to be an attorney. And you can only imagine how much credence an attorney would put in a handshake agreement.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, my dad left the business much sooner than he had planned and with far less money than he had anticipated. So that was my first lesson in the importance of planning for the unexpected. I mean, clearly he never saw that coming, nor did his partner.
Wow.
And then years later, I was reminded of my own mortality by two major cancer surprises, one in my 30s and another in my 40s. And each time I was healthy and fit, and the diagnosis came as a complete shock. You know, since then, I've dealt with each situation and fine today, but there were certainly points where it was doubtful that I'd be able to sit here today talking to you many years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So lesson two is just how the unexpected can strike any one of us at any time, and no one is immune, no matter how perfect things might be today. And I'm sure that you've spoken with, you know, business owners that are just convinced, you know, that, well, if I ever leave the business, you know, rather than when, but it's going to happen to all of us. And so both of these lessons really drive me to want to help others be prepared for either their preferred outcome or the one that may be chosen for them by fate. And for those who want to stay in their businesses until their final breath, you know, the process really isn't about planning their exit. Instead, it's about preparing for it, as it will certainly happen, as you said before, someday to every one of them.
Well, the issues that you went through, just I'm glad you're with us, and I'm glad your dad came out okay. They're just, those are hard lessons, and you know, in your dad's situation, what would it have taken? Maybe a couple hours during an afternoon of planning to put together a buy-sell agreement, and maybe a few thousand dollars worth of an attorney to save a massive amount of heartache. And in your personal health, like you say, I mean, I had the same situation. I had a cancer diagnosis right out of the blue. I was feeling completely healthy. I had no idea. And I didn't realize until then, and maybe you didn't either, but that's the way it happens. You don't necessarily start feeling bad for a couple months and then find out there's a problem. You go in feeling perfectly optimistic and healthy, and you're told you got a problem, right?
Absolutely.
So that's a horrible perspective to go through, but it also puts things into light for why all this planning is important. So thanks for sharing that story. It's great. So, you know, let me ask you, since you've gotten involved in overall exit planning, what are some of the surprises, or what surprised you the most since you started getting involved in exit planning?
Well, I think, you know, anybody who's been involved is surprised at first by how few people have actually taken the steps to plan. But, you know, beyond that, the one that keeps coming back is the one we started talking about briefly before, is, you know, this tendency for people to be guarded about even talking about the subject. And I'm sure that you've had guests on your show, you know, across all types of professions, you know, be they attorneys or, you know, CPAs or bankers that work closely with these owners, and it's rare for them to bring up that topic. And it's as we say that, you know, by not doing that, you know, I firmly believe that they're shorting all of those people about whom they care so much of the benefit of knowing that something is in place. You know, people are going through life concerned with what happens if Charlie or Sally, you know, gets hit by a truck tomorrow. And, you know, most of them, for many, many employees, the answer is we have no idea. The business may fold. And I think with some open discussion, and again, without getting into a lot of details, I think an owner can help put some of that fear to rest. And, you know, there's always that concern that are they possibly going to lose some key employees if their employees are not aware that something's in place. You know, it's going to be the younger ones. I mean, somebody who's been there 20 years with them day in, day out is going to be nervous but won't leave. But, you know, if they hire some new person to lead one of their departments, you know, there's a possibility that person may not last for fear of this unknown. Because, again, the grapevine's going to create a story. It's not going to be a pretty story.
Well, you know, the one thing is that the key employees of any company are just getting more valuable. They're appreciating assets at any company as more and more peers of the owners start thinking about ways that they're going to maybe take some time off or sell their companies. They need to surround themselves. You know, one of the things we've heard, Don, that's interesting is, from venture capital firms especially, is they put three times the weighting on who your management is to anything else that's on your balance sheet or any branding or anything else that you do. So when they're looking at companies, it's who are your people, who's going to run this thing, because they can deal with a lot of other systems and processes and bring in new systems and processes, but it's who's running those things.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, like you say, that's their biggest concern is what happens if I'm buying your business, but you're not here. So
right.
Is there a strong team that can move it forward? And that obviously is part of the whole planning process, is ensuring that those steps are taken to strengthen the team where it needs to be strengthened, and training the team in the things that you as the owner may be the only one that understands.
So in our last discussion, we talked about assumptions, and this kind of plays into those assumptions, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, Bill. You know, many of those other assumptions, you know, kind of allowed owners to be comfortable putting off the process. But, you know, this one seems like it actually allows some people to just avoid it entirely. Again, it's shortchanging all of the constituents about whom they care so much. And I truly believe the vast majority of business owners genuinely care about their families and their employees. And they would like for that eventual transition to provide some level of benefits for all of them. And so kind of as we're already talking about, I mean, I think the first thing they need to do is recognize how early planning, typically years in advance, you know, will benefit those that they care about so much. I mean, it's not just about lining their own wallet. It's about protecting all the others that they care about so much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of that issue of, you know, embarrassment versus pride. You know, if people think, oh, you're leaving so you can go do what's fun for you, but what happens to the rest of us? And I don't think there's that many owners that look at it that way in their heart. And so I think if they can appreciate that fact and realize that, hey, they're doing this for somebody else, and they're doing it for the people they care about, then I think they can take pride in what they're doing. And then if they can share that pride, that's actually going to strengthen their position with each one of their constituents. I mean, I actually had a situation, not a client, but in another business situation where a supplier, a competing supplier, you know, was privately owned, and the owner of that business was, you know, getting up in years. I mean, you know, he wasn't showing any particular health problems, but as every year passed, you know, customers were getting more and more concerned. And customers were coming to the business I was with saying, hey, you know, we feel uncomfortable having this much business with that supplier with an owner who is getting to an age we're concerned about. Had that owner been upfront with them and, you know, assuming he had done some planning, at least given them some assurances that, hey, if I'm not here tomorrow, the business is going to run and these are the key people, to your point, and the key employees that are going to keep it going. That customer would not have been motivated to look elsewhere. So there's a lot of benefits to an owner at least sharing the fact that they're doing planning.
Great point and great tips, Don. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And your website is positiveexits.com, right? www.positiveexits. I like the name of it. I like your style, and I like your message and your passion. And I hope our listeners have gotten some more out of these stories and some of these concepts. It's so vitally important that you plan in advance. And thank goodness there's people like Don Berzin out there helping people plan. So, Don, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
It's either the website I have there. I have another website, or just another address, is President to CEO, which is kind of that thing we talked about last
Yeah, time. I like that.
At Transition. And or they can call me at 847-340-2525.
Well, I love talking with you. You're welcome back anytime, and we'll continue the discussion. Thanks very much, and have a great day.
And thank you, Bill. You do a great job with this radio show.
Thank you, Don. I've been talking with Don Berzin of Positive Exits. Well, folks, that's going to do it for our show today. It's been another fantastic group of guests. It's you know, it just, I'm so blessed by so many wonderful guests who have brought their interesting stories and comments. I can never predict where the show is going to go, and I always learn so much. So thank you to all of you who participated today. Thank you to our sponsors, Delta Business Services, and thank you to Habitat for Humanity, OC, for helping us out. They're a wonderful organization. We really want to get the word out about them. And of course, thank you to Paul Roberts and OC Talk Radio. Paul runs the board and does a fantastic job. And OCTalkRadio.net has a ton of great shows on their website. You can check them out, and they're running constantly, so you can find them. And their tech-based building here in Costa Mesa is state-of-the-art. And so check them out and learn about business. Learn about what's happening with successful people. Go to the Values Institute workshop that's coming up. You'll find information about that. Learn about trust and how to how to promote your relationships with your customers and your employees, what a much better place the world will be if more people took that attitude. So I want to thank everyone. And remember, we update content daily, so please visit us often. And tell your friends to find us at exitcoachradio.com, because we're here to help you, our hero, the private business owner, with tips, ideas, and precautions so that you are well planned.
You're listening to exitcoachradio.com, the information station for age 50 plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well planned. We upload new 1 minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.